Mishnah Yud Aleph in Perek Bet deals with a slightly different set of circumstances, the final Mishnah in the Perek. The previous Mishnah, I always talk about the ideas of what one wants to do if one wants to plant a field with different types of crops. Mishnah Yud Aleph now addresses the idea of what if one does plant different types of crops in a field in a completely appropriate way, but for whatever reason, the stalks lean over onto the other ones or they intermingle somewhat. So Mishnah Yud Aleph explains, Tevua nota al gabe tevua. So grain that is sort of leaning over on grain, Vayarach al gabe yarach, and greens that are sort of overhanging greens, Tevua al gabe yarach, grains which are hanging over greens, Yarach al gabe tevua, and greens which are hanging over grains, Hakol mutar chutz midlat yivanit. So in all these cases, be it grains leaning over grains, greens leaning over greens, grains leaning over grains, and greens leaning over grains, all of these are mutar, all of this is okay with the exception of the Greek gourd. So again, in all these set of circumstances, the Mishnah is taking for granted that everyone has planted their crops in the completely appropriate and halakhically accepted fashion. However, if anybody's seen a wheat field, you know the wheat has really long stalks, you could see it sort of leaning over the greens, even if you leave enough space between them, or you could see the greens sort of crossing over with other greens or what have you. Anybody who's seen a garden can see that even if you leave the right amount of space between the two crops, there really is a potential for it to look a little bit like they're crossing over. But the reality is that according to the Mishnah, this isn't a problem, as I just explained, because realistically everybody's going to be able to see that you've done the right thing, and simply this is just a matter of the plant overlapping other plants, with the exception of this Greek gourd, because in that situation. As the Rambam explains, the Greek gourd, I guess, is a very, very, generates very long stalk with large leaves, and it really does tend to intertwine or entangle itself more than any other plant. So in a situation like that, it really could look like the two crops are growing together, which would give the appearance of having planted a forbidden mixture. So in the case of the Greek gourd, there's an exception to the rule. You can't allow for that. The Mishnah continues with Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir Omer, Av HaKishut Upol HaMitzri. Rabbi Meir says, even Kishut and the Egyptian bean is a problem. V'ro'e ani es divrehen midvarai. But I see that actually their opinion is better than mine. So Rabbi Meir shares his tradition, his Masorah, that also with the Kishut and the Pol Mitzri, you have to be concerned, like the Greek gourd, with the possibility that because it grows so densely and tangles so seriously, that one needs to be concerned about those as well, even though you have planted everything in the correct manner. But he is Modi that actually the position of the Tanakhama is the preferable position. Therefore, he also agrees in the end that you only have to be concerned about the Greek gourd. Everything else, even his Kishut and Pol Mitzri, are not something that you have to be concerned about. I suppose if you wanted to be Machmir and you are a farmer, you could take his opinion into consideration. And that ends our second parak of Mishnah's Kilayim. The third parak of Kilayim takes up where the second parak left off. Only now it is going to examine planting smaller amounts of green in smaller areas. Until now, our Mishnah had been dealing with fields. We now, in the third parak, are going to be looking more at like a little garden patch, if you will, or a smaller area of something similar. And what you do in those situations, whether or not you can split up those smaller patches, and how many small greens or herbs you can plant in that area. So Mishnah Aleph Perek Gimel begins. Aruga shehi shishat fachim al shishat fachim. So a patch, a vegetable patch, which is six tefachim by six tefachim. Zorim betocha chamisha zeronim. So you can plant within it five varieties, arba ba'arba ruchot, four on the four side, ha'aruga, four on the four side of the patch, ve'chad ba'emsa, and one in the middle. So the Mishnah explains that if you have a small sort of garden patch, you can plant one type on each side and one in the middle for a total of five. There is a bit of a machlokas about exactly how you want the four on the side and one in the middle, but ultimately that is what our Mishnah says. irrelevant of exactly how one places the five different crops or five different greens in this small vegetable garden, it's clear that there's no way that you can fit the six tefachim different, you know, space between each of the crops, and that the Mishnah Yud in Perek Bet, the 10th Mishnah in the second Perek, when it talks about the idea that, you know, the greens with greens must be separated by six tefachim, is referring again to a field and not to this smaller aruga or vegetable patch. Our Mishnah continues, Haya la gvul gavoa tefach, if it has a border more than a hand's breadth high, zorim betocha shlosha asar. So if you have a vegetable patch which has a border, a hand, you know, a tefach high, hand's breadth high, you can plant in it 13 varieties. Shlosha al kol gvul, three on each border, shlosha al kol gvul gvul, ve'echad be'emsa. So you can plant three on each border and one in the middle. According to the Rambam, then, you can... What you do is you plant according to our Mishnah, when it talks about the idea of 13 different varieties of greens, you plant 12 around the border and then one in the middle. So, you know, I don't know if I can come up with an intelligent way of helping you think of it. Perhaps if you think of a board game, a regular normal board game, sort of picture, you know, the different squares running around the outside. So you'd have a board game with six squares around the outside on each side, so 6 by 6 by 6 by 6, and you would be able to plant in every other square a different species of green, and then in the middle of the board you'd have one big square that you could plant something in, and that gets you to 13, and that is the idea of if there is a gvul, a border, specifically the Rosh explained it as a clay border that you literally built up to, I guess, to further clearly identify it as a garden patch, then you can plant up to 13 species according to the Mishnah. The Mishnah does come to offer one clarification to this, which is that lo yita rosh halefet, one cannot plant the head of a turnip betoch hagvul, one cannot plant the head of a turnip within the inside of the border, mibnei shehu mamalehu, because it will fill up it will fill the whole thing up. So although it's not totally clear to me why the Mishnah singles out the turnip, for whatever reason, the Mishnah has a Masorah that I guess it grows very big or very quickly, or, you know, the leaves kind of cover over everything else, and therefore they don't want you planting a turnip in the middle lest it come to look like you are planting kilayim. Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah comes along and says, Shisha be'emsa. Rabbi Yehuda says you can actually plant six in the middle. So Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and says that in a situation where you have a gvul, garden patch, right, a garden patch that is surrounded by a border, a clay border, he says you can actually plant 18 different types of plants in there, again with 12 on the border and another six in the middle. It should be noted that the Rambam in his Parash of the Mishnayos does not feel that Rabbi Yehuda is arguing with the Tanakhama. Rather, the Tanakhama simply gave an example of 12 different crops around the outside and one crop in the inside, not to exclude the possibility of planting an additional six crops on the inside, but rather because the Tanakhama just wanted to mention one crop as a way to perhaps make the Mishnah easier to understand. So again, according to the Rambam, the Tanakhama comes along and says that in this specific type of garden patch, one can plant 12 types of crops, the outside. However, the idea of the Tanakhama stating that you only need to plant one crop on the inside is not to the exclusion of the possibility of six, but is simply to, you know, sort of focus on the outside part. Then Rabbi Yehuda comes along and makes it clear that actually one can in fact plant six different crops on the inside part of the garden patch. Other Mefarshim don't understand that way. They come to understand that Rabbi Yehuda is in fact arguing with the Tanakhama, and that really one can only, according to the Tanakhama, can only plant 12 on the outside and one on the inside. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you can put 12 on the outside and six on the inside.